It's we're a little rusty. Do we have to call this live with Tiff and Hyde 3.0?
That's what I was gonna say. I feel like we've tried to reboot it a couple times and we always just get pulled in so many different directions. So yeah, we could call it 2.5, 3.0, 2.9, I don't know. Hey,
Oh.
we're gonna call it We Don't Give Up. We just keep
We
trying.
just keep going.
Yeah.
Isn't that like the number pi? Doesn't pi go on forever?
I think it does, actually.
So maybe it's like live with Tiff and Hyde pi.
3.14, whatever,
Four,
whatever, whatever.
whatever, whatever. Yeah, I
Yeah.
don't remember at all. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so tell me, I mean, I don't even know the last I don't even know what the last podcast was. Maybe it was us about rebooting it. So,
So this is just a continuation of that.
I know. And as I was driving, I was like, it's kind of crazy because I have not gotten on our Instagram feed in forever. And I have not listened to these podcasts in forever, like our episodes. And the really cool thing is I hope this would be the same in my life in any aspect, but it's crazy because I feel like we both have grown so much from the first post to the first
Yes.
episode. And I mean, I think if you journal, we can look back and reflect to see how we grew. But it's really crazy to think, like, I'm sure I'll look back and read stuff and be like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I posted that, or you know, just random things. And it's just cool to think that I think honestly people closest to us that know us most can say that we're probably a different person than we were 2, 3 years ago.
Isn't that crazy? Like you think that you have arrived and then you still have so much like growing to do. But also like I don't know. I totally agree. Like I've changed so much. I think just the experiences that we've had have changed us, but also when I listen to some of those old podcasts, I feel like they're still really relevant. Like some of the things that we've talked about are still really relevant to my life anyway. So I listen sometimes, I'm like, dang, that's good.
Yeah, I know. Or it's kind of also like, yeah, I feel like it's so good to like,
I
I
should
think there's
listen
something to
to
be
those more.
said. I know. And I think there's something to be said. I'm sure there is, it's written somewhere, someone smarter than me has said, but like saying things out loud is so much more powerful than thinking it, obviously, and even
Yeah.
writing it. And so just to hear, you know, some of the podcasts or reading posts that I wrote and knowing the moment I was in and like the emotional battle or just the hurt or the fear or even like the excitement or the joy, like knowing the underlining of it, like the inside scoop, but then hearing like how I literally was speaking truth or
Oh,
I was
yeah.
deciding to overcome it is interesting when not many other people know it. So it's even encouraging just to be like, man, I got through that.
Yes,
And
100%.
just it gives you hope, you know, for the next little hiccup down the road that I'm gonna walk on.
So I think at the end of all of this, even if nobody else listens or grows from our
Yes,
podcasts,
bro, and we get
we
to reflect.
yeah.
It's like our little diary. I agree. And I think too, it's like, yay, okay, we have a reason besides the hair appointment to like connect.
I
Like
know.
we have to try to do this. And yeah, I'm excited. And here we are in our
Well,
closets.
and
I mean,
one
I'm in my
thing,
closet,
you're
you're on
in
the
your
couch.
closet. I mean, I can go in my closet, but mine's not as
It's
big as
okay.
yours. So,
That's okay.
I don't know. One thing also that I was thinking today is it's still also needed. Maybe more so now than 4 years ago or 3 years ago or whenever we did the last one. I know it
Well,
hasn't been that
was it
long, but
four?
I don't think so. 'Cause 4 years ago I opened shop. So that was like kind of
When did
when
we
we
start this? We
started
started,
a little bit
but I
after
meant
maybe.
you moved out of the suites at COVID.
Yeah. So that was like 2 years ago, right? Three-ish.
Yeah, so it's probably 3.5, maybe.
Yeah. So I just like the girls that I'm seeing and that I'm working mm-hmm. with and the situations, like I believe so strongly that they are desperate for a positive message, a message like that gives them hope and helps them see a light at the end of the tunnel. Because whatever COVID did, or maybe it wasn't COVID, like we keep calling it COVID, but truly I think it was isolation. It was, you know, not just with like kids, but with adults too. Just everything shutting down and all of us having to look inside of ourselves. I don't know that a lot of people have fully recovered from that yet. And maybe that's a good thing, but I just think that it's important for us to step back into the space and to give voice mm-hmm. To things that we know are true. And, you know, to share our experiences like we were before. So I'm so excited.
I'm too. And I think there's something to be said when you constantly get this nudge. And I sent, you know, you texts a long time ago, and then you sent me texts about like, hey, what would you think to restart it? You know, and sometimes it's been the time, sometimes it's not. But there mm-hmm. is something to be said about waiting for God's timing. And sometimes I've learned lately that, like, even though I feel like God's called me to do something, I'm so, like, for sure of it, and I don't yeah. know the details, sometimes it's not now. And I feel like that's really hard today in our culture, just to wait. And so I think back of, like, I don't think us attempting to do it again, or even the conversations we had and then we never did it. Mm-hmm. I think that was all full on, like, passionate and exactly what we wanted to do, but it wasn't the right time. Yeah. And I think also emotionally, I think a space where both of us are healthier today. I mean, I can get healthier. I mean, I'm not where I should be.
Exactly.
But yeah. I think there's just things that we both walked through, and we're in a space mentally that we mm-hmm. can emotionally, like, pour out to this, you know?
Yes.
And I think we've also grown a lot where we're more sturdy and we have more courage and we're more brave. And I think we're more forward focused on the purpose of this versus like, what is it going to do today? Like, we just know God has called us to connect girls of all ages and just to express, like, life and what we walk through and how we navigate it, and just bring conversation, I think, to the table, honestly.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, regardless of what our day jobs are, I think that's just always going to be a piece of our heart. It's going to be, mm-hmm. you know, ingrained in our desires. And when we do spend a time alone with the Lord, I feel like he, you know, he just continues to reinforce yeah. that. And, mm-hmm. and I think we have to give it a chance. So,
yeah. And so if we have listeners that are like,
what,
or what is going on, or who are these girls?
Yeah.
We're just going to be 90 and we're going to forget who we were. So if we're the only ones listening to this podcast, we can remind ourselves who we were. So you go first. What's going on in Tiff's life today?
Okay. So I just finished a semester back at a high school that I used to work at as a counselor. It's been very eye-opening. It's been very challenging. I've had some mental breakdowns. the transition back, honestly, has not been easy, but I do feel called. I feel like there's a reason that things kind of like lined up and played out the way that they did. I do have plans. I have, you know, hopes and dreams moving forward, but I feel very much placed into the position that I'm in right now. And God is challenging me in some very personal ways. And I'm here for it. It's just not easy. It's just not easy. You know, it's often like for me, like it's like he always has to take me to these really hard spots to get my attention because mm-hmm. I'm just dumb, I guess. But
no,
I'm learning a lot. And I feel like I said before, like I'm just my heart is very sensitive to, oh gosh, just some of the things that our young girls are facing in this culture. In their relationships, in their families, just in the world in general. And, you know, I get to kind of speak into that every day because I'm in their space and I'm in their, you know, building, but also I'm kind of censored because I just am. So I'm excited to have a platform where I can just be Tiffany and I can just speak about like what God has put on my heart. So.
Yeah. What do you mean censored? Because you mean like, obviously you work at a school or because you're just known as a counselor and that already kind of creates this idea to them when you said censored.
I mean, censored in the fact that like, I mean, technically I'm not really supposed to share like that much about
gotcha.
My faith,
yeah,
unless a student brings it up
or yes. Yeah, okay.
And then also so, like there are things that I'm very very passionate about around mental health and about and around, you know, educating people and helping to spread that message, that I also have to be kind of careful with that in the school setting. So
yeah, of course. Yeah, there's lots of opinions and lots of
yes
different people with different views and experiences. So it is, I mean, it's, I don't want to say it's political, but it can get political easily.
Yes, totally. So that's where I'm at right now.
And what happened to your shop?
So I closed the shop with the kind of, I kind of held on to a little bit of hope that I might continue it somehow, some way, but I just don't, I haven't ever since I stepped into this new position, like I just haven't had any inclination to do that, any confirmation from God to do that. And so I've grieved it a little bit because I miss the creativity of it. I miss being like, in charge of it. I just, there's a lot about it that I miss, but I feel like I said, truly, like it was a God thing to transition away from that and back into this. I also just passed like a big test and like
congratulations.
I told my professor the other night and she was like, you're a licensed therapist, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds so weird. So I do have
so professional.
I know. I have other plans and I definitely want to pursue that fully. But so the shop is closed. The gray is closed. I dream about it and I think about it sometimes, but for now it is closed. So
well, I know a lot of people miss it. I miss seeing it and shopping at your store. But hey, I don't know. I don't think you shared it. But I think it's a really cool story to share, but I would love for you to share just how that ended, like how God just took everything and gave it a place. So like when you were closing, remember you had a sale?
Yeah. Like I had a sale, and whatever I didn't like I really wasn't like, I never borrowed, like, I don't know. People probably don't care about like the financial part of it, but I just never,
I think it's important. You should share it. I mean, that's a cool thing.
Borrowed money to make my business go. And so whatever I made went back into it. That sort of thing. And so when it came time to close it up, it wasn't like I had to sell everything. I wanted to, of course, but it wasn't like I was sitting on this big debt that I had to like get paid off. I just needed to clear the space out, basically. And so this lady literally came in my shop off the street and bought everything that I had. With the exception of one LOZ snapback, like, baseball cap, which was the very first.
Like, you're saying, like, the light fixture, the chair, like, you said everything went.
Yeah, like, everything. Which is bizarre. She was like, how much for all of it? And I was like, I don't know. Like, let me figure that out. So, everything, which was a total blessing, and paid cash. Like, she just was, like, ready to take it. But she didn't buy this one LOZ snapback. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to have this hat. Things. I know. I was like, I'm just going to have this hat for, like, keepsake, for memory, whatever. And then, like, I got a message on my Instagram, and I hadn't shared that hat or, you know, for a while. And this lady was like, hey, do you have any of those? Never met this other lady before. She was like, I really want that hat. And I was like, well, I'm about to close. Like, it's my last day. You know, if you want it, like, I'll be here until this time. So she shows up to buy this hat, and it's the anniversary of the day that Jason died. And she buys the very last thing that I could possibly have in my store. And I was like, it felt like there was closure. Like, everything sold, even the very last hat on that day. And I was just like, this is done for now. So
I know. So, yeah. I think that is, like, the coolest story. I really do. Because I know that was, like, such a hard, I mean, you contemplated lots of different avenues to go. And I mean, when you say, God, please close the door, like, it's crazy. He, like, literally took care of you all the way.
Totally. And it's the coolest thing to see him, like, just make something happen.
And so. I'm sure with, you know, not having Jason, like, there's just those moments where, like, oh, like, he'd be so proud of me. Or, like, this totally, like, this ended on good terms. You know, like, kind of, like, clap your hands, take the dust off, and, like, okay, on to the next, you know. And
even, like, today, like, I hung my very first, like, neon sign that I had when I was in the suites. I hung that on my living room wall because I'm just really happy that I took that risk. You know, as a single mom, it was super scary. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know the first thing about running a business, but I learned so much and I grew so much, and I feel stronger in my faith. I feel stronger in what I'm called to do now. Like, it really was a necessary risk for me to take to grow up as a woman. So I'm just really thankful that and the sign reminds me of that. Like, the sign reminds me, it was really scary when you started. There were days when you doubted and days when you feared, but you just trusted. And so, yeah.
And you can keep the light on because it's that cool neon light. I love it. Love it. But I thought that was such a cool story. I think that's really neat.
So where are you? How are you? I know that you have so much in your heart that you want to share, and I'm always just so inspired by you and where you're at with the Lord. So fill us in.
I'm still doing hair full time behind the chair and loving that, but I am just in a weird in between stage where my whole life since I was 19, I've done hair, and I have not found anything that brings me more joy than doing hair until probably this last year with the She Ministry and just where God's taken that. And I'm in this, like, place where I feel like God has something, like, working on inside of me, but I don't know what it is and it's not clear yet. But I'm definitely at a place where I love hair, but I feel like I'm called for something else also, which is really scary. But I still love hair. I love people. So that's what I do. And, but I'm in a season of, like, pause, which is really weird when I feel called to do something, but yet there's no checklist and there's no, like, direct, like, obvious direction, but I know that I have to be obedient and just pause and wait. And it causes me to just be in his presence more. And not ask what to do, or it's more of like, what do you want me to know and what do you want me to do? But also just being in his presence. And right now it's just slowing down. It's just being still. But most recently I felt like the Lord was like, so she kind of, it was awesome. We actually went out of state this year, and then I was like, had all these big ideas for this year to go to like 4 different states, and I could picture it, see it, and I was overwhelmed and scared. And but I felt so clearly that the Lord was saying, before you take this farther, he asked me, how invested are you where your feet are? Like, where you're planted, where you live, where you do life, like, how invested are you? How impactful have you been? Like, have you really been impactful for your community? And so I felt held accountable because I was like, well, yeah, but I feel like there's more to do here before I take that farther. And I think it's really important before, you know, you take a bigger step and all that. Like, it's really, it's crazy, but sometimes it's like right in front of you is really where you should be. And I don't know quite what that looks like, but I think we're going to start doing some like she socials, and they're just pop up like local events for a certain age of girls. And it's really just a place for community conversation, worship, and prayer. And the Lord just keeps telling me, like, just be real and authentic. Like, don't be a stage, don't perform, don't try to impress, just show up and be intentional and be available. And that's just kind of those little baby steps that I'm taking. But I've just learned so much. I've grown so much in my walk with the Lord, in my emotional life and my spiritual disciplines, and the desire just to crave stillness and quietness, to be honest, has been like, I go to bed waking up excited. I mean, I go to bed excited to wake up just to sit in quiet for like an hour
and have that sweet time with him. Yeah.
Yes. And that's like, I mean, if anyone knows me, being quiet is not like a natural thing for me. So it's been really cool.
I can't tell you, like, that there's just so much wisdom in everything that you just said, Heidi, because I feel like a lot of times I watch God work in people's lives, and it's like he takes them the opposite direction of the culture. And that's really what I see happening with you, is that every girl is trying to build some social media platform, and I'm not judging, like, it's a part of our culture, but every picture, every filter, you know, how many followers, how many likes, and it's like he's taken your heart and really just refocused it on something totally different, different, where you could be like blowing it up, absolutely, but he wants you for him for now. And I just think that this is going to be the coolest thing to watch him inspire in you. So I've always said, I'm just so excited to watch.
I like a challenge, so I'm like, can this whole like local she gathering, she's social, I probably shouldn't call it, it's like a tongue twister, it's like I have a lisp or something, she socials, like, I met with some high school girls and that are like kind of taking a step to lead it in their both high schools, and I'm just like, you know what, like, one girl took, so for people that don't know, I took all of my social media apps off of my phone. I just am trying to give myself more time for him and less time for me and less time of distractions and to say yes to things I want to do. So I'm just like, let's just make these cards. Like, let's do business cards and just hand them out personally. Because to be honest, I thought to myself, if a high schooler or middle schooler sees a post on the gram or whatever, like, if they don't know anyone that's part of it or know anything about it, go. But it's a little intimidating to, like, go to something. But if they're handed an invite, like, with all the information, and they personally were, like, presented something, like, that's something that I don't even think girls get anymore. You know?
Right.
Like, it's usually word of mouth or, mm-hmm. oh, just come with me. You can go.
Or a text.
Or a text, but just that personal, like, invite and a tangible thing, I think is really cool. So, yeah, I'm just excited to see how it goes, and also letting go of control, like, just not having to, like, make sure, you know, it is what I think it should be. And mm-hmm. Just, yeah. I mean, it's good to have a plan, but it's also good just to allow the Holy Spirit move and allow yes. like, what happens kind of a thing. So yeah. And you'll be at the She Social.
I will be. It turns out I will be. So
I know.
Very, yeah.
And that I'm is another thing. Forward I was to like, it. When at first you said no, I was like, well, or like, why am I doing this? And I'm like, I'm doing it because I was called to do it. It doesn't matter who comes, but it'd be really awesome if she came, and now you're coming. So now it's just perfect. But yeah, so February 13th, we're doing it in the penthouse above 1932 Reserve for the high schoolers, and it's like a Galentine's little night. So
so what do you envision more... it looking like? Like, well, what are the girls going to do?
Drinks and
okay.
I don't quite know. I definitely want it to be comfortable. It's not a place where you have to be like dressed up. I think the girls kind of talked about like just pajamas. Like, we were going to do pancakes, but we're like, that's a lot of pancakes we have to make. So we'll just,
you know what? Snacks.
What?
Today, one of my favorite girls at the high school wore her, what are they called? Snuggies?
Oh, yes.
She wore it over her, like, you know, sweats to school because she thought we were going to have a snow day, and we didn't. So she wore it all day. And her plan was to make donuts. She was like, that was their whole plan for their snow day. They were going to get together, make donuts, and wear their Snuggies. So, I mean, you could always do that.
She wants to make donuts for us. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Wear Snuggies and donuts. That sounds great.
I was like, yeah, I want to wear a Snuggie to work.
For sure. Every snow day, Snuggie it is. Yeah. They're really comfortable. Yeah. And then you can eat all the donuts you want, and you don't even know.
Yes, that's the perfect donuts. Plan.
It is. But yeah, I think just a place that people feel comfortable with, and honestly, just open up like the platform of just like, we're just here, you know, like we're here to talk, we're here to like share stories, here to encourage you, here to lift you up. And just to get to know people, probably make fun of myself and you, so people can feel more comfortable. But yeah, I think to not really put a full like disclosure of what exactly it is, really just to encourage girls and just to create an environment where they feel like it's safe, like a
yes.
safe place.
I love that.
In a
yeah.
really cool location. So the penthouse
oh, yes.
is pretty sweet.
That's it's the coolest location at the lake, in my opinion. So I know that the girls.
And then we're gonna do a middle school one and also one for adults. So I have to get those dates figured out, but
okay.
But yeah,
so this first one on February 13th is for what ages?
Just
high school. Okay. So 9 to 12.
Yep, high school girls. Yep.
Okay.
And I think we're doing 6 to 7:30. I'll find a way to like share and post that information,
okay.
but yeah, I'm excited. So what do you have? Like, I don't know. What's God speaking to you right now, or what journey are you or song that is playing constantly on your Spotify account or Apple Music?
You know what? Yeah, I'm still an Apple Music girl. So
okay. Do you buy your songs?
Do I buy my songs?
Yeah.
Sometimes if I absolutely love it. Otherwise, like if I ever don't renew my subscription, I'm just going to lose all of my music. So
see, Joey buys every song. I'm like, how old are you? I mean, who buys, like everything on his phone is bought.
He's so smart though, because like he'll never.
Because he's like I want to own it.
His.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but still, that is so much money when you can listen to it for free. So
anyway,
just side fact.
Anyway.
Some of her songs. Okay.
Who does?
I said you buy some of
oh,
your songs.
Okay. Yeah. If I absolutely love it and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I know I will listen to this. I know I will wear this
again.
A lot.
Yes.
I will pay this 99 cents. No, I also feel like I'm very much in a listening season, like listening, watching, and waiting. And some of the some of the things that I feel like I've just quietly witnessed God do in my life in the last just even few months, I'm like, yes, like more of this, God, like more of this. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be in alignment with you. And if that means giving up things that I thought were mine to hold on to, then I just don't think anything. And it's so like hard to explain like how it feels when your heart connects with God, but that's what I truly, truly like desire and am hungry for. And when those moments happen, like there's nothing else like it. I mean, don't you agree? Like in the mornings when you're just having that quiet time with him and you're like his word aligns with like your heart or
for
meets
sure.
up. It's just, and so on Sunday, I listened to a message from one of my favorite pastors who's out of California. And he was talking about the anointing of the Lord. And that word just struck me and he defined it. And then Nick brought it up in our message. And I was like, okay, like stop, pay attention. Like this word means something right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I'm at. I just, whatever I'm doing, I want his anointing on it. And I don't know that I've ever even paid attention to that word ever in my life. I just don't even know that it. So I'm pursuing that. I'm trying to pay attention to that and inviting him to do that if that's his will. So
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it is. It's like, it's like if he's not in it, I don't.
Yes.
You know, and I could have a really good idea or make a really good choice and it could be great, but like how much greater could it be if I knew for sure it was God's, like God's thing, you know? And that's the thing too, is like, I don't want this to be about me. I don't want it all of Heidi's stuff. Like I want it, like any step I take, you know, like anything. Being aware of your surroundings every day and asking the Holy Spirit to like lead me and show me, like there's a huge difference there. And I think that's one thing that I've been more aware of is like, what is the difference between Jesus, like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Like it really, like this last year has really opened my eyes, even how I pray, how I sit, how I listen. And a lot of times I'm like, man, I tell God all the time, like what I'm struggling with, like how often am I like, okay, show me, like how often am I asking him, not like to fix things, but like, how can I show up in this situation or want me to do, you know, instead of like, can you fix this or can you take this away?
Yeah.
You know, and just being intentional in every minute to see God's hand in things, you know, like even just this week, some of my scheduling kind of got messed up. And of course, you know, like it affects the income of my week or it just affects my schedule or what I could have been doing or any. But then when I look at it with Christ-like eyes and vision from him, it's like, wow, if this didn't happen, then this wouldn't have happened. Like there's some really cool things that God did. But if I wasn't looking at it that way, and if I wasn't kingdom minded, then none of that would show up. You know, like it's so important for me to just think like, what do I want my 20 year older self to be like, you know, and what do I want where do I want myself to be 5 years from now? Where do I want my emotional health to be 5 years from now? My physical health, you know, and the choice I make today, how is that going to affect 5 years from now? And also, is this going to matter in 5 years? You know, like, does this really matter from 5 years from now? You know? And so, yeah, I think, but I also think if we don't take that time, we'll never know what's anointed from the Lord. We'll never know clearly what steps. You won't be able to see really like the full work of what he's doing because our world is so loud and our days are so noisy with so much.
Yes.
And man, I just think how many years I've gone and woke up and just went for. Like there's days I'll sleep in and not do my quiet time in the morning, but and some people like quiet time at night or lunch. how many days have I gone without just like being still before the Lord? Like, it's crazy. Like, it's so important to me right now than ever, you know, the last couple of years.
Yeah. So, I don't think that it's like, you don't realize, I mean, until you haven't done it and then do it, you don't realize what life was like with that. I mean, it's just like that. It's eye opening almost to just take some time and set it aside and be quiet and, you know, it, let him lead. And it really does take being quiet. Otherwise, like you said, it all just gets drowned out by everything happening around us. So,
and you can't clearly hear his voice or direction, you know? And I think too that I feel like there's been a lack of teaching of that. You know, it's so much like it's like less and less the church talks about the character of God, or less and less about what does it really truly look like to seek the Lord, and what does prayer really look like, and physical health and emotional health, and mental health, it all goes together. Mm-hmm. And I think people get scared to be quiet. They get scared to, and they're held accountable. They see things, you know, in a different way and are scared to know the truth. And so it's easy to avoid it. But that's been super important in my life. So maybe that's what we should talk about next time.
Quiet time. Well, I was thinking we totally could, because there are a ton of like things happening inside our nervous system. I mean, I could totally geek out on like
why
it's so important to like sit and meditate on God's word or meditate on a song or something, like what's going on in our bodies when we're doing that, and how many kids and how many teenagers and how many adults do not do that, and the benefits that it has, because God knew how our bodies and our minds were going to work. Mm-hmm. And it, like, it's,
it's, and really I think good. Too, it's like, we don't leave any room for him to move, you know, like, I think even sometimes at church, it's so like, I mean, I'm not saying like our church, just church as a organization, but it's all so organized and scheduled, you know, like very little time is there room for just worship with just silence, you know, or prayer without speaking. And I just learned, if I try to fill up every ounce of everything, there's no room for the Holy Spirit to move. And it's weird how loud God can speak in the stillness of my heart and in the quiet.
Yeah, that's good,
you know, because it's not like, it's like we think we have to hear him scream or like, you know, do something so big, but it's like, actually lately reflecting on things, it's like in those moments of being quiet or in those moments of just taking a pause so much. And again, it's countercultural. It's just weird, but that's how God works, you know?
Yeah, it totally is. So,
I'm excited for this. I'm excited just to love our community of girls of all ages. And, this isn't a podcast where you and I think we're highly like better than others, or we're just taking that step to be vulnerable and real. And I feel like there can't be enough spaces like this out there. And I just think it's a great platform for us to share our hearts.
I do too.
To interview other girls. I think I'm excited to like, we started that a little bit. You did a good job with that. But even just anyone we meet has a story, or just with, it'll be just fun to hear different people in our community to speak out, you know?
Oh yeah. I think we grow so much when we're connecting with one another. So let's absolutely take the platform and share it with other people and let them, you know, tell their stories. And I think that'll be amazing. I'm just really grateful to be a part of it. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens, how it grows.
I know.
Where he takes it. So,
me too. And we don't even know if this really worked. So 40 minutes into this.
If this didn't record, we're in big trouble.
Record, we'll have to figure. It will be Tiffin Hyde 5.0 or something like that.
Mine says recording. So
there you go. So, okay. Well, you have a good rest of the night.
Okay.
And you too. We'll just we'll just see y'all later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.